So the Sedra also talks about after the war with Midian to attack them for what they did to Klal Yisrael, they talked about how do you kasher things. Because they had taken vessels and other things. It says, "Yomer Lazar Koin Alanche Tzava." Abayim LeMochamaz Zoschu Kas Torah Shir Tziva Adonai Es Moshe. Again, it's a chok. Ach Es Hazav Yis Hakos Yis Hakos Yis Habarz Yis Abdil Yis Alforas. Kol Bar Asher Yava Bo Eish Taviru Bo Eish V'Toher. Ach B'Mei Nida Yis Chata V'Chol Shir Lo Yava Bo Eish Taviru Bo Amoim. V'Chibastu Mibyechem Yama Shvi V'Tarim Achar Tavor Alam Achne. So, what's the difference in kashering? So, for example, if you have a food that is boiled, let's say, for example, in a pot, so then the way to kasher that pot is by boiling it again a little bit hotter, put that same pot in water, and then the idea is kabolo kach polto, and just as it absorbs, it'll exude, it'll come out. And so that's one way of kashering something. But then, if you have something, for example, that's like on a spit or on a broiler, in other words, it's right on the fire, the only way to kasher that is also by the fire. Now, what's the difference there in that principle of kasherus? That instead of that, it's coming out, and as you have the ability to take out the taste that's been imparted in the vessel, it's you're destroying it. Now, the fire actually destroys whatever taste was in there, and it's completely turned into ash. It's completely burned. For example, you see a stove many times, a self-cleaning stove. After you're trying to self-clean the stove, you look at the sides, it's like ash, because it's completely destroying it. And this same idea, idea by kashrus, is the same idea by tshuva, that there's some things that you can get out in a certain way. It's less difficult to get out. But there's certain sins, certain character flaws that you have to just totally destroy. You have to make it ash and completely eliminate it. And so this idea is not only true with this kashrus, and it's a physical idea, but in a spiritual idea, tshuva is the same thing. And we see this again, b'yameinu, during the 3 weeks, that we still haven't been able to resolve ourselves to have the proper love and respect for one another, and especially during this 3 week period. It means we're coming back to that same cycle of negative things that we need to get rid of and need to sanctify ourselves by. So just we should learn a lesson from here, the Sedra of Matos, that we go and we fight a war against the Midianites, against those who are attacking us, those who are spiritually trying to destroy us. So sometimes we can use Hagolah, sometimes we can use Hagolah as a superficial thing that we can just get it out of us. But those things that are much more deeply rooted in us, we have to completely burn and we have to completely destroy so we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be a completely pure vessel. Because after all, what are our bodies? What are we? Our bodies are the repositories of our soul. And if we sully our bodies, we get stains. In our, just like we get stains in our garments, we have to remove them. So too, the stains that we have in our souls have to be removed as well as a result of our own hard work and our own efforts to return to our Kodesh Baruch Hu.